had been among uneducated people, largely, and you unconsciously speak their language rather than, a lot of times, rather than what you were taught in school.
Yes, that's a much more powerful
influence. You get in the habit of
influence.
It.
Yes. Yes, that's right. But the educated people, do they use ink very much, can you say?
I think it's a, I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm that observant, but I, my impression is that ink is a very common time. Even driving a truck and managing the business.
Did you have your own business, or did you?
Yeah. I started working for my father. In fact, off and on, when I was in school, he had a wholesale grain and feed business and a mill, a stone ground meal, cornmeal mill here in Gainesville called the Sweetwater Mill. Then in 1927,
I'm going to stop here for a second to be sure that it's recording okay.
Right.
And then we'll get back to 1927. This recorder will pick up quite a lot though, and I think it might surprise you what background noise it can pick up. It can pick up that airplane, for instance.
Do you have anything to do with Channel 20?
Channel 20, no.
They made a film called The Romance of Gloucester County, History of Gloucester County. And they had an interview with me on that.
Oh, really?
And it was hard to recognize my voice on it. But I found, I also had two interviews with a reporter from the Gainesville Sun. And I found that these interviews are a total disaster unless they're edited well by the person that handles it, like you, yourself.
Well, this is not anything that's going to be on the radio or television. And no one will ever know who you are. This is just going to be kept on file. And so you will be considered a typical member of your generation.
Well, I don't require that. I don't ask that because these other interviews, everything was for the purpose of naming names and everything. In fact, I thought it was very, they were very well done.
Really? And you were on television?
Oh, yeah. I'd suggest that you see it sometime when this Channel 20 shows it. It'll come out as a local program under its name of it is the History of Gloucester County, or what they call the Romance of Gloucester County. Very interesting.
You don't know when it'll be on, do you?
What?
Do you know when you will be on? You.
Well, they've run it twice, and I don't know when they might run it again.
I see, and that's been in the last few months.
Now, are you investigating local history in any way?
Well, I will be asking you in just a
I presume that in that capacity you could go out to their studio and ask them to run it for you and just view it out there.
Okay. I've never been out there.
It gives you history of Electric County in a 30-minute program.
Well, I may have to find some time to do that.